This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Cindy Lauper there, and I'm going to be strong, and we're all very strong here on Saturday Magazine here at Joy. Adam and Carol with you this week, and look, it is time for our panel discussion.
It is. It's my very first panel discussion.
Is it?
On Saturday Mag. Yeah, so I'm a bit nervous, but I'm sure we'll be fine.
You don't have to be nervous with these two gorgeous women.
We've got.
He's probably nervous. You know what, girls? He's nervous because
he's not wearing any underwear.
Commando style. No, look, he's just surrounded by gorgeous women.
Yeah. I know. I'm starting to heat up.
You're getting hot.
I am. Yep. We've got Ariane and Elena. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today for this panel discussion. And, of course, Kenton couldn't make it.
Yeah, someone says he hasn't got a voice. I just thought that's got to be a first, isn't it? Kenton with nothing to say.
I know. Well,
morning, Kenton.
I'm sure he is.
You're feeling better.
I actually sent him an email saying that must be a world first.
So did I.
And I did sort of say that, you know, the fact that he was voiceless but not speechless.
Because
I do think that Kenton not having something to say that's an oxymoron.
That's right.
Yeah, there's no way that he wouldn't have something to say, but he just can't say it.
In fact, watch out for the emails because I reckon he'll email
him. He'll be on the email.
He'll be sitting there with his little, you know, scarf around his neck with his lemon and hot water and with his laptop on his
hot
lap.
Water bottle.
Gargling with aspirin.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, we were initially going to talk about isms, but we're going to leave that for another week because Kenton was quite keen to be involved in that one. So what are we going to talk about this week?
Yeah, just for a change of topic at the last minute.
Yep, we're going to be talking about relationship recognition.
Which is actually quite topical, thinking of the National Day of Action and Labor's policy platform right now and what's happening out there. So it's not too bad a change of topic.
No,
and
it's terrific.
You've got your yourself on the front cover of the Melbourne Times. So
talk about that as well.
As you do.
We should mention that this is true. Ariane and her partner had a civil celebration.
Yeah, now we got married.
You got married, okay.
We had bouquets. It was definitely, and wedding dresses. And she wore a tiara. We absolutely got married.
You did, yeah. Amazingly, I guess I say amazingly because it's been picked up and on the front cover of the Melbourne Times.
Yeah. We were approached by a journo at the Melbourne Times who said that apropos of the National Day of Action and the Labor Party conference policy debate, they were like wanting to do an article on someone and a couple who had a position on relationship recognition, and of course, you know, we went, yeah, sure, no worries. So we were interviewed by a lovely woman called Genevieve Gannon for about an hour, and we talked about what it was. What it meant to us to have our relationship recognised by the government as opposed to by ourselves and our family and all that sort of stuff. And then she sort of said, yeah, can we take some pictures? And we said, yeah, sure, no worries. And then she said, look, it'll be in the Melbourne Times on July the 22nd. It may be on the front page or it may not. And then we got it delivered and we were snogging on the front page.
Wow.
How lovely.
Yeah. Which is very exciting.
I think that's something to really note because it is a photo from your wedding day where you guys are, you know, mouths are locked, which I think is great to see on the front page of any magazine.
Yeah.
Because you can't really turn all of those upside down, you know, and go, oh, no, can't look at that, you know, the way unfortunately you see, you know, our fag rags delivered in some places. They have to be upside down because we've got, you know, jerks on the street who will trash them. But this is Melbourne Times, which is, you know,
mainstream.
Exactly, in a far wider distribution than unfortunately our publication. So I think it's great to just see that on the front page.
I just wish that we'd had it on the front page of the equivalent rag that we get in our suburb, but because we didn't see it at all, because each of these local papers basically put what on the front what they feel is local to them, don't they?
Yeah,
and that you were northern suburbs.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I was quite impressed with the Nine News as well, actually, after the Equal Love rally. Mm. They chose to show the shot of all the couples kissing after the illegal wedding. So that was quite impressive as well,
I think. Do you think, though, Alianne and Alina, do they show that because they figure let's bite the bullet and give people something that we feel is important, or do they show it thinking, hey, this will get a bit of a stir up, you know, we want to, yeah, is it shock tactics?
I think they do it for shock tactics, but the consequence of that is that it gets people talking.
Mm.
So, and that's a good thing. You know, I think that it's really fascinating that it's one of those straw polls that's done by, I don't know, Morgan or whatever, whoever does those surveys of the general population, that 60-odd percent of the general punters out there actually are okay with us having equal rights to access to marriage. And I just think, you know, I'm hoping that community perception and understanding is changing, and it's going to, you know, it's inevitable that we will get, you know, equal rights. It's just a matter of when. That's what I think anyway.
With the shock factor thing, I think probably that I do agree. I think a lot of it is maybe about shock factor as such, but I think a lot of it is also about a bit of, well, you know, so what kind of thing. And with that, I say, I've kind of moved from the point where I get frustrated now, unfortunately, which is a nasty thing to say, but I get frustrated with every person who has no idea that we can't get recognition. Mm. So when I go into my private health insurance place and I'm whinging about, even though, you know, my partner and I are on the same card and it's not an issue, but I whinge about, let's say, Medicare only changing from last year, or I whinge about something that, you know, I've gone and they won't recognize my partner and I, they just go, what? Are you serious? You've got to be joking. No, that's not true, is it? Like, they'll actually say that. And then we've got to then go through the whole, okay, time to educate you and tell you that, no, we don't have equal rights, even though you might think we do. Mm-hmm. We don't. And I think the problem there is that there is a lot of apathy just in Australia as a whole. Like, we are a bit of an apathetic nation. We've got this, if it ain't broke, you know, don't fix it attitude. So we don't see anything as broke as such. But of course it's broke. We know.
But it's not broken if it's not affecting you. Exactly. And of course the majority of people don't feel they're being affected.
So why would they lobby, and why would they get upset, and why would they get, you know, passionate about it, unless they've got a friend or a relative or someone they know, a colleague, or, you know, something, somebody in their life who's gotten them worked up enough to go, all right, well, it's not fair, and I will get upset about it. And what do you mean you can't get married? What do you mean you can't get recognition? So our job's not done yet.
No, and I think for my partner and I, our ceremony, our wedding, whatever you want to call it, which was a small intimate affair for 190, it was part of that educational process. You know, we had some fantastic comments from people, and everyone was very nervous, including us.
Right, yeah.
You know, my God, what are they going to do? You know, is this going to be a political statement? Yeah. Is this going to be, you know, really out there? And yes, it was a political statement, but it was, you know, it was just, we had comments from people who, you know, don't have a lot of gay and lesbian friends or exposure and things like that. And one of them said, oh, this wedding's just like a normal wedding.
Yeah. And you said, yes, it is a normal wedding.
That's right, exactly. And, oh, your relationship's based on love just like ours. Mm. So, you know, like it or not, I think that as every generation of gay and lesbian people who've been out there does break through and educate the society in which we live, and it is frustrating, and I think we get fatigued and bored and tired of it and frustrated, and I think that's why it's really useful to have a big community, so that one person's out there doing the education. At some point in time, they get burnt out, somebody else can step in and we can all be part of it.
Exactly. Now, the Melbourne Times article, did you have much feedback from the journalist in terms of were there any angry letters to the editor or any positive ones? Or
it's really interesting. No, we haven't had any angry letters, which is really good. I actually haven't spoken to the journo since the article was published, and I've been meaning to give her a call or just drop her a line and say, hey, what was the feedback? We have had nothing but positive feedback.
That's great,
from everyone who's seen the article, who's dropped us a line or given us a call or caught up with us and gone, oh, that was so fantastic, you look gorgeous. And mostly people have gone, oh, the flowers, they were beautiful. Which they were.
You said before that, was it sort of a private thing or a political statement and people were wondering and that really it was both.
Yes.
Would you have preferred it to just not be a political statement at all? Mm. Or not have to be? I mean, the reality is that if any of us do this at this point in time, I think you have to accept, whether you want like it or whether you want it to be, it is actually a political statement. It's, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you prefer that it hadn't been?
I would have preferred that there was that there was government recognition that our relationship existed. And yes, the relationship register is a fantastic start and that, but it's not a nationally consistent register. If we move to Western Australia, we lose a whole lot of rights, or, you know, we have different rights. If we move to Tasmania or Queensland, I mean, nobody who gets married ever has to experience discrimination like that, that once you move from the state that you live in, you lose your rights. So, would I have preferred? Yeah, look, I would have preferred that it didn't have to be a political statement. But to be honest, the biggest thing was getting our families there, and it was a journey to get, you know, our families to the point where having this wedding could be a celebration rather than something that was just so overwhelming and stressful.
But isn't that what marriage is at the end of the day? It's basically, it's the chance to just to have this big social engagement, this big party in which you announce to the world, oh, look, we're getting married. Like, and so you can have all your friends, your family, everyone, and you can send out the cards and people can RSVP and come and eat cake. So it is to a great extent, it's for everybody else, not just yourselves, but it is and I'm not being critical of marriage, because I sit in a bit of a weird space in that I'm obsessed with the legal recognition that comes with marriage, but I have issues with this thing that's denied to me. So I'm like, oh, I even hate saying gay marriage, yet I'm constantly going, yes, I want gay marriage. What I want
you just want marriage.
Well, I just like to have something, as you picked up on about, that's consistently recognised. I mean, my partner and I, we did register through the Relationships Register Act, and We found that, you know, whereas we were really happy because it was at births, deaths and marriages registry and, you know, oh, look, we've got a nice certificate and it looks like a marriage certificate. So we went, oh, well, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And it does create a new legal relationship as at the date of your registration. And that's something really important as well. However, the fact is that it's true that apart from being recognised in Tasmania, which has a similar scheme and a stronger act as well, or even the ACT, we don't have that automatic recognition. We would have to, let's say, if we picked up and moved to Western Australia, produce all this documentation that says that we've been living together for this time, and they may or may not accept that. Now, I can't see that being the case with the Labor government currently saying that, okay, we're going to have a national scheme where every state has a relationships register and then they can all talk to each other. But who the hell cares when marriage, as you said, transcends all the state borders? It becomes really farcical.
As well.
Exactly. It does. It becomes really farcical when you live in a country which has a federal and a state scheme or Commonwealth and a state scheme. You don't really want to have this, oh, I can live within the borders of Victoria and feel great because of whatever I've done, but I have to move to another state and suddenly I have to start again almost.
We're speaking with Ariane and Delina, and we're talking about relationships and particularly recognition of relationships. You're listening to Joy, Saturday Magazine.
and we're talking all things relationships and equality in those relationships. We've had an SMS through on 0427JOY949 from Ant, who says, Victoria has a civil union scheme called Relationship Registry. There's no difference between the two, so the other one being marriage. Why are some gays bad-mouthing what we've got in Victoria? What do you think, guys?
That's a good question. I don't mean to be coming across as bad-mouthing the Relationships Registry. I think it's a fantastic step towards equality. In my eyes, it's not the same thing as marriage.
Mm. No, it isn't.
It isn't.
Mm. There's no. Right. It's not in anybody's eyes. It can't be. It isn't. It's not equality.
That's right.
It's, you know, I get really peed off when people say we're nearly the same as, or we're almost equal to. I mean, you can't be almost
it's
equal.
Like being a little bit pregnant, isn't it?
It is. Yeah,
it's one or the other.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But look, you can be a little bit drunk.
You can.
Not too much.
That's true.
Keep on telling the partner,
and you'd
which
know
she says
about
them a lot.
That. Yeah. Yeah. You'd know about
just
that.
A little drunk. Yeah. And I think it's interesting, that idea about, if we did have legal recognition with marriage, does that mean that in the community that in which we live and participate, are we considered, is our relationship considered to be the same, equal to?
Well, talking, I mean, what you're saying, you know, we're talking about this this week as panel members, is you're saying, well, recognition. And I think there's two ways that you can look at recognition. I'm interested to hear both of your feelings on this. And one is, of course, legal recognition. That is, that the government, the law, recognises things. But there's also that recognition from the general community as well, isn't there? And that's more of a cultural issue than a legal issue. What do you think? Do you think that perhaps culturally we're ahead, or legally we're ahead?
I'm going to be boring and say that I actually, and this is definitely my background, but I don't think you can actually have societal recognition without having legal recognition to start off with. I think the society is so heavily embedded in what our laws say, they set up our structure, that if the laws say that, no, you can't do this, then society then goes, well, then there's something wrong with that. Mm. And I could take the example of the fact that the Equal Opportunity Act protects you if within an attribute is lawful sexual activity. So if you go to a legal brothel, you can't, let's say, be arrested, or you're not committing an offence because it's lawful sexual activity. However, if you purchase the services of someone on the street, then you can be prosecuted for that because that's illegal sexual activity. And I'm not saying society actually goes, oh, it's all right to go to a brothel but not use someone on the street. But the laws in this case have been quite clear as to what is okay and what's not okay. And that's convinced a lot of people who do use the services of brothels that they're not doing something unlawful. Therefore, they don't perhaps feel the same way as if the people who do, you know, go to sex workers or use sex workers on the street. And there is that double standard there. So, unfortunately, it's going to then permeate through the world of relationship recognition. If you can't be recognised by the laws, well, then why should your relationship be as, worthy as the people who can? And there is this obsession to get married. I mean, and I'm going to say it, I'm watching good old 20-to-1 commercial TV last week, and they were showing celebrity flings that have busted or, have happened. And good old Bert said, this relationship has lasted even though they didn't get married. And he says this, and I'm going, oh, for God's sakes, and every single relationship got married and then fell apart after a year. But it was this obsession with society, that the goal is you get married to prove your commitment, basically. Mm-hmm. You have to get married, and it doesn't matter whether the marriage is for 1 year or 2 years, you got married. So at that point, you have this status, then you lose then when you don't get married.
And that's the same in the straight community.
Absolutely.
So, if that's the paradigm and that's the power of it in the straight community, of course it's going to have an impact on how people perceive our relationships in the general community.
The couple that he actually was shocked about is, of course, Brangelina. Now, we know in the queer community that Brad and Angelina have said that they're not, well, at least Angelina said that she's not going to get married until queer marriage is...
Oh, I thought it was Brad who said he's not going to get married.
Angelina. All right.
Well, someone's called him like...
They're just one person now anyway.
Yeah, well, that's right. But, I mean, how's that for a commitment phobe, though, you know?
Yeah, I'm not getting married.
I'm not getting married until I can marry another man. It's like,
So, well, whether that... I was going to say, could this be a furphy? Could this be an urban myth? Maybe we should do some research on this. Yeah.
No. Let's put about right, lots of inaccurate rumours instead.
Put it out there. Just put it out there, girls.
They're not getting married until queer marriage is okay throughout the, I don't know, US or every other state can do it. Like,
can they do it for the world?
I was going to say, I
suspect that Brad might say, oh, look, no, well, let's wait until some sort of weird little republic in the middle of Africa, once they legalise it as well, then I'll get married.
I nearly fell over. Albania now has same-sex marriage or relationship recognition.
Yeah, there are quite a few.
What's that about?
There are quite a few.
And we don't.
There are quite a few countries and you know, in the states in the world. But the interesting thing is that was exactly the couple that he, you know, the presenter wanted to highlight to everyone watching that, oh, my God, they're still together even without that.
Maybe they're together because they didn't get married.
Now, it's interesting, Alina, you said about marriage and you mentioned status. That marriage actually provides you with this status. At least while you're married, you have this particular status that obviously is higher than not being married. What do you want to sort of?
I think it's the status. I mean, I'm moving away from the legal status because you know I think we've covered that pretty extensively today. I think it's the recognition you have in everyone else's eyes, so your colleagues, your friends, your family, like the way you get treated is different. I've been wearing a ring for the last 4 years, just a silver band on my hand, and no one in the queer community ever notices it, which I think is very telling. They just think, oh, look, she likes to wear a silver ring. But the amount of straight friends of mine who have said, oh, is that an engagement ring? Is that a ring? Or, well, oh, you wear that on your ring finger. And I find that really telling that there is. And I do wear that ring for that particular purpose, to send a message to all the straight people in my life that my relationship is ringed. I'm trapped. I'm in a ring. So there is that social status without having a legal, you know, background. I'm wearing a ring.
I can remember, and I'm going back a number of years now, probably more than 20 years, a friend that I worked with was going to a reunion. And this is a straight woman, right, who never got married, still isn't married. She's in her 60s now, still isn't married. And she went to a reunion, I think a school reunion or college reunion, something like this, and met a whole lot of people that she hadn't seen for, like, forever. And I remember she came back and she said, oh, she met this one woman who drove her up the wall because she said, oh, you know, what are you doing? And there was all this stuff. And who did, you know, you married? No, I didn't. I haven't married. Oh, I'm so sorry. And she said, what the hell is that all about? You know, so I think that sort of probably illustrates the way some people look at marriage. You know, you didn't get married. Oh, dear. And that, again, is that, do you think that that's linked to status?
It's. Sorry, Aaron, I'm dominating this. Cut me off. I think the problem in Australia is that we're all, or maybe if I think the attitude in Australia is that we've still got, we have relationship recognition for de facto couples or people who've been together for a certain amount of time and they can demonstrate genuine domestic relationship, financial, sexual, yada, yada, tick all the boxes, cover different acts. End of story there. And because to a great extent, those people will have the same rights, you know, as people who are married as such. I'm talking straights just now, not going into queer world. I think there is still the question that, all right, well, you're going to live together as de factos for X amount of years, but then eventually you are going to get married. It's kind of like even if you've been de factos for 10 years, you still start getting you still start going, oh, I am going to get married. And when do the people think to get married? When there's kids on the way or when there's the thought of kids. Or when the parents or the grandparents start going, well, where are the kids? So you find that, you know, that people do that again because they go, all right, well, I need now this recognition, even though in Australian law there is no difference to that kid in terms of its rights. Like the kid will still have all legal rights. There's no such concept of this kid is a bastard or this kid is illegitimate.
It's just a process.
Exactly. So let's go spend like 10 grand plus, you know, and you know, that's
have
been cheap.
Party.
And yeah. Have a big party, get a piece of paper, and it makes, you know, and everyone's happy because we've basically had a big party and we've made the government a bit richer through the admin process.
Mm. Now, we've just had some feedback on SMS, 0427JOY949. We've got one, I'm straight but definitely support universal marriage. Just drove past the Bridal Expo. Hello, media stunt time. It's a shame it didn't fall out.
That's so true.
Say we like you, straightie.
Hey, maybe I'll go down and we'll jump into our frocks and head up to the the wedding expo. That'd be funny.
And Posty Pete says, we just recognised our relationship 2 weeks ago for personal reasons. The process was impersonal. We will be the first in line for marriage. So thank you, Posty Pete.
And congratulations.
Congratulations, yeah. Absolutely. And the two Pauls say the civil register is state recognition only and not federal. There's no obligation for the other states to acknowledge it.
That's the big issue, really, exactly. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Certainly.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about the way that we, the importance that we place on coupling up over a lifetime, and that we have a very... I guess, what could you call it? Not binary, but, you know, two people get together and that's their relationship for life. And that's not exactly necessarily the way that everyone wants to live their life and live in their relationships. Mm. Of course, this gets on to, you know, another area of debate, particularly for the queer community, around polyamorous relationships and open relationships and how people, how those relationships are recognised, or, you know, all that sort of stuff. So I think it's really important to... to realise that I'm, you know, for me, marriage was something that is really important to me, and I, but I'm vehemently support the right of anyone to choose not to.
It's all about having the choice.
Exactly.
To not do it.
Just as straight people have the choice. There are plenty of people out there in the straight world who choose not to get married, who stay in de facto relationships for all their lives, and they have a whole bunch of rights that they have because they're straight and they're in de facto relationships. We need to have the same choice.
Exactly.
I think that's a very good point. Alina, do you want to make a sort of bit of a wind-up statement as well?
Oh, I was actually going to be difficult and throw things at
give us
you. Never. Well, I'm not sure
it's
if I've got...
It's fisticuffs in here with you too, isn't it, really?
I'm not sure if I can come up with a wind-up statement, but maybe my brain can catch up to my mouth while I speak quickly. Look, I mean, at the end of the day, we're not going to please everyone within the queer community. I want to bring it back home. Mm. And I, for one, you know, find... You know, that if you're three people and you want to get married, or you're three people and you want to get registered, or you're four or five or whatever, I think that's fine. Mm. And I do get frustrated with this desperation of getting that marriage in terms of the societal part of it. And I do think we're aping the straights that way. And I do understand when the rest of our fellow queers go, what the hell? You know, let's talk about something new. Let's get something that recognises us. We're not just, you know, we are different, and let's not try and just be like everyone else. But at the same time, I think, and I completely agree with everyone in the room, that that the legal recognition is completely different from what we're doing or what we have within our community. And until we have that legal recognition, we are always going to be treated as other. We're going to be seen as different. Yeah. And that can be a bad and hateful and horrible and hurtful thing. So equality for all.
Maybe the most equal thing to do would just be to actually dissolve all marriages and just say, look, there is no such thing as marriage. Mm. Everyone is an individual and will be treated by the government in the law as an individual. No one gets partner recognition for anything, whether it be pensions or anything else. We're just all individuals. You live with who you want to, and we're all the same.
Have a nice time. Yeah. Well, Karen has actually emailed something quite similar. She said, hey team, marriage is a life event and has only been for hetero couples. It's about creating a new family. Let's start again and retire the Marriage Act. Introduce a new bill for all people. So Karen and Carol on the same line.
Oh, we're on the same line, Karen. Yeah. Talk to me, Karen. Well, you know, it seems to me that if we can't do it one way, maybe we can do it a different way. Maybe it would be easier to do it that way.
No, it won't. Don't kid yourself.
You're like, we just had a wedding. I'm not.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from. You're coming from the front page of the Melbourne Weekly.
I just have to read you the first paragraph. The bride wore white. It was simple A-line dress made from Indian silk with a matching jacket. On her finger was a square salon sapphire between two diamonds. Waiter served prawns, lamb, and the band played Today by Joshua Radisson. The other bride wore a latte colour. I wanted to be a bride.
And you have every right to be.
That's right.
Ariane, thank you for sharing your wedding with us.
Again, you're welcome. Everyone will be so sick of it.
And Alina, thank you for not throwing up. That was really good of you. You've been listening to Saturday Magazine, Adam and Carol. Are you back next week, Adam?
No, I'm actually going to Hobart next week.
Oh,
my
right.
My first trip to Tassie, so.
Oh, have a nice
really exciting.
Time.
I think I'm back.
I think we've got after. Equality in Tassie, so you're okay.
Excellent. Mm. Good. And thanks, Carol, for co-hosting. Another good show.
No worries. Thanks and to everybody.
That's right. Thanks to Russell from the board and also Simon from Midsummer. Excellent. You'll catch us next week from 10 till 12 here on Joy.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.